views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Welcome to the show. For those of you who don't know me, I am a retired Air Force nurse and a practicing registered nurse. I hold a baccalaureate degree in nursing, and I've practiced nursing for over 30 years. The thing that makes my particular nursing background a little bit different from many is that I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support and took care of people who could no longer eat by mouth. It was during that time that I learned about the horrible manifestations of mineral and vitamin deficiency diseases, and when I heard Dr. Wallach's tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, several years ago, I immediately got excited because all of the things he was saying on that tape were things that I had seen in the clinical setting. Those manifestations I had observed in patients while taking care of them in the hospital, so I knew what Dr. Wallach was saying was true. So I immediately got on board with him, and I've been working very closely with Dr. Wallach ever since then, and I am delighted to be sitting in for him and doing the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show today. One of the things that I came across, this was sent to me from a friend this morning, and interestingly enough, it's just another one in a series of those articles that we keep reading and that keep popping up almost every day lately, talking about sugar and the evils of sugar. On this particular study, they indicate that sugar is linked with mental health problems. It was a study that was done in Norway. And what they did was they looked at Oslo teens who drank the most sugary soft drinks and found out that they had more mental health problems such as hyperactivity and distress. Now, interestingly enough, it went beyond that to say that their study of more than 5,000 of these Norwegian children between the ages of 15 and 16 years old showed a clear and direct association between soft drink intake and hyperactivity, and also a more complex link with other mental and behavioral disorders. Now, they surveyed the students, and first, before they did any testing, they actually asked them how many of the fizzy soft drinks with sugar in them that they drank every day. And then they put them through a series of questions from a standard questionnaire that was used to assess their mental health. Now, there were teens that actually reported skipping breakfast and lunch, and those teens were among the heaviest soft drink consumers. What they found was that there was a strong association between soft drink consumption and mental health problems. Now, this is a report that has been released in the American Journal of Public Health, so once again, it comes to light that we really are seeing problems associated with sugary soft drinks. Now, they did, in the study, they did look at different things like, was there anything else in the soft drink? Could the caffeine have contributed? And certainly those things are considerations. They also took a look at the number of kids. 10% of the boys and 2% of the girls drank at least 4 or more soft drinks a day. Now, the sad reality is that's often the case with many kids. They drink 4, 5, 6, 8 soft drinks a day, and first of all, they're getting nothing but calories that will not do them any good. But more importantly, in my opinion, along with all that sugar they're getting, they're also getting that phosphoric acid in the soft drinks. And that phosphoric acid leaches the minerals from the bone. When we talk about that and talk about a study that was done a few years ago that indicated that kids were sustaining spontaneous fractures on the volleyball court and the basketball court as much as 300% more than kids who did not drink soft drinks if the soft drinks did not have caffeine in them. However, if these kids were drinking caffeinated soft drinks, and many of them were, Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, certainly some of the more popular soft drinks, and they are caffeinated, they had actually a 500% increase in the risk of spontaneous fracture on the basketball court, the volleyball court, the football field, the soccer field, those kids playing sports, those kids that are in their teens and early 20s who should not be sustaining spontaneous fractures of any kind, actually are sustaining spontaneous fractures as a matter of course. And the sad thing is, when these kids are actually examined and they have bone scans done, what we're finding is that they have the bone structure of a 60, 70, or 80-year-old person. So take that and put it in combination with all the sugar that's in these soft drinks. If you're drinking a soft drink that is a 20-ounce bottle of soft drink, and that's one of the more popular sizes. It's a plastic bottle. It's got a screw-on lid. You can drink what you want and put the rest in your backpack, drink a little bit more later. And that's one of the more popular sizes of soft drinks to drink. And depending upon the soft drink itself, there's 10, 15, 17 teaspoons of sugar in that soft drink. Now, when we're looking at that much sugar, our bodies cannot handle that much sugar. Our bodies are not able to produce enough insulin to handle that much sugar and to do it effectively. Something's going to suffer. And for these kids, what's happening is many of them, as was reported in this study, are actually skipping their breakfast and skipping their lunch and not eating, not putting anything nourishing into their bodies, but instead they're only putting these soft drinks into their bodies. Well, when you look at it, and you look at it in terms of what are we doing to society, this was a study that was done in Norway. I know for a fact that you could find a similar study done in the United States. Many kids drink soft drinks all day long. That's the only way they get their fluid. And unfortunately, until they started to take soft drink machines out of the schools, and many of them have started doing that, these kids were likely to drink soft drinks all day and all through their school day, then go home in the evening and drink even more. Now, when you look at all that sugar, is it any wonder these kids are obese? Is it any wonder they have problems with hyperactivity? Is it any wonder that they can't sleep at night? They can't focus in school? They can't do the things that normal children do? I think the answer's right there. I think the writing's on the wall. Too many soft drinks, loaded with sugar. We need to get the soft drinks out of the lives of our children. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. docksko.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And now I'd like to go to Doug with pearls of wisdom. What do you have for me today, Doug?
Well, I first want to just welcome you to the show. It's always great having you on.
Oh, thank you.
And what I wanted to talk today about was, I think, something that actually affects a lot of the teenagers that you were talking about with the sugar and all, that they often don't get enough sleep because they stay up late and that kind of thing. And I found a CNN story where this was actually reported in the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. And they actually found that 75% of adults, they say, do not get enough sleep. They say on average, us Americans are getting about 7 hours a night, which compared to the past is about 1 to 2 hours less than, say, 40 years ago, say in the 1950s or 1960s. And mainly it's because we've all loaded our schedules up to the point where the only thing left to give is our sleep, and it's having detrimental effects. There was a study done by E. Van Coulter, a PhD professor of medicine at the University of Chicago. And one of the things they looked at was sleep capacity. And in the studies they've done, they found that if you allow someone to just go to bed whenever they want to and then get up whenever they want to without an alarm, or, you know, you've got to get to, you know, up at a certain time to go to work or whatever, that the average person sleeps about 8 hours and 45 minutes. Now, there are three separate studies that were unrelated to this that actually found that the amount that each individual sleeps varies by about 30 minutes or so, give or take that hour and 45 minutes. So most people are either maybe a little over that, at, you know, 9 hours plus, or say 8 hours, a little over, 8:15 or something like that. And according to Lawrence Epstein, he's an MD and the regional medical director for sleep health centers in Boston, Mass., and also the former president of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, he says that most people need 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And they say that one of the indicators if you're not getting enough sleep or that you're sleep deprived is that if you fall asleep within 1 to 2 minutes of actually lying down and trying to go to sleep. They said, on average, someone who's not sleep deprived, that it takes somewhere around 15 minutes or so to actually fall asleep. If you fall asleep really quick, it's because your body's basically exhausted and you're already sleep deprived. And they say that the more time it takes, then it means that you're just not getting enough sleep. And they say that also chronic daytime sleepiness is not a normal phenomenon. So if you've got that, then also you're probably sleep deprived. And one of the ways, or several of the ways, it can be affected of the sleep deprivation is it can affect your appetite. And I have a story about that, how that affected me at one point in my life, weight gain, diabetes risk, and the strength of your immune system, and even your chance of developing depression. Now, several years ago, when I first got into the radio business, I worked at a radio station in the Midwest where I was working the overnight shift 3 nights out of the week, and then with 2 days off in between, I came in and worked first shift. So I went in at 9 and got off at 5 in the morning, Wednesday through Thursday through Friday, and then had 2 days off. And then when I came back in, I worked 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And after about 2 months of that, I literally had to go to the boss and say, look, you can either fire me or take me off this shift because I just am not getting enough sleep. And I literally had that feeling you have if you drink too much coffee where you get kind of that buzzy feeling. Mm-hmm. I had that all the time. I had to remind myself to eat because I never really had a good, solid appetite. And one of the things they found in this particular health study done at the University of Chicago was that they did a study on young men and they found gave them only 4 hours of sleep for just 2 nights in a row. And they found that the men had an 18% decrease in leptin, which is the hormone that tells your brain that, you know, your body's full and you don't need to eat anymore, and a 28% increase in ghrelin, which is a hormone that triggers hunger, which would explain a lot of that. And they went on also to say that as they looked at chronic sleep loss, they found that those that got fewer than 6.5 hours of sleep were more insulin resistant than normal sleepers who had 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep. And those short sleepers, it required a 30 to 40% more increase of insulin production to dispose of the same amount of glucose in their body. as those that were getting enough sleep. And I found all this to just be amazing because, I mean, most people just are not getting enough sleep, and it's amazing how it can really affect your body. It also increased levels of cortisol in the body, which is the stressor hormone, which I know is also something that causes some major problems.
That's all very fascinating information, Doug, and you're so absolutely right. You know, one of the things that I learned years and years ago, and I have never forgotten it, is that the best way you can take care of your immune system is to make sure that you get enough sleep. And with all of those things that you just said, it all stands to reason that we're not going to be healthy and we're not going to have strong immune systems if we're not getting adequate amounts of rest and adequate amounts of sleep. We don't for various reasons. There are a lot of reasons why we don't get enough sleep, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of those reasons when we return. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is Joanne Conaway, Nurse Joanne Conaway. I'm sitting in for Dr. Wallach this afternoon, and we're going to go back to that topic and talk about sleep and sleep deprivation and what it does to us and what it actually does in terms of helping to make us be as unhealthy as we are. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show. We'll be right back.
And if you have questions today for Nurse Joanne Conaway, you can give us a call on the Priority Line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach this afternoon. Welcome back. We were talking before we went to the break about sleep deprivation and some of the things that cause sleep deprivation. And it's interesting when we take a look at those things that have contributed to it. Certainly our busy lifestyles, and many of us are always so busy and always so stressed, we just don't get adequate amounts of sleep. We don't get to bed on time. When we do finally get to bed, our minds are just going 90 to nothing, and we cannot relax. We cannot get to sleep. That's part of it. Part of it is, of course, all of those deadlines, all of those things that we keep taking on, we keep trying to accomplish. Certainly, by putting more and more on our plates, as Doug said earlier, the only thing that we can give up is sleep. We have to give up sleep. I know my husband teases me from time to time and says, you know, why don't you just plan to not get any sleep at all? Maybe you can get some of these other things done. But there are some interesting things to note, and I think, Doug, you said that there was something else that you found in the article which certainly makes me a believer in alternative therapies. Is that not true?
Well, actually, it was a separate article that was also a Reuters Health article from a couple of weeks ago, and it actually says that 1 in 6 Americans are actually having trouble falling asleep. Excuse me, 4.5% of them are using alternative health or some sort of something other than, you know, Sleepies or some one of these products you see advertised. In fact, according to Dr. Nancy J. Pearson, she's of the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Health Medicine in Bethesda, Maryland, in a report on the Archives of Internal Medicine, she's quoted as saying most respondents who used herbal therapies or relaxation techniques found these therapies helpful for managing their insomnia or trouble sleeping. And they said that 17.4% of those that actually answered this questionnaire had had trouble sleeping in the past 12 months on a regular basis and suffered from insomnia. And that estimated out to be, as far as the ones using alternative health, was 1.6 million people are using complementary health or alternative medicine to help themselves sleep better. You know, something Dr. Wallach mentioned one time, and that is that one of the reasons that we have difficulty sleeping at times is because we're so stressed out and you haven't, as you mentioned, a trouble relaxing. And one of the things that will help your muscles relax is actually you may have a calcium deficiency. And he suggested to me when I was having some difficulty that I just take a shot of the OsteoCal. And it's amazing how much that works if you do that about maybe an hour before you're ready to try and actually sleep.
Oh, you're so absolutely right. And there are a lot of associates out there doing that. And when I go around traveling around the country speaking, a lot of people will tell me that part of their regimen is that dose of Osteo just before they go to bed at night, and it helps them to sleep a lot better. I, like you, used to work nights. Work nights, rotate to days. Work nights, rotate to days. And it does a heck of a job on your system. It certainly
does. It's horrible.
Oh, it's awful. And it does try to readjust your circadian rhythm. And when you do that, your body just doesn't function correctly. And I used to tease about it. You know, when I was working nights, it was like my body doesn't know if I should be sleeping, if I should be eating, if I should be working, what it is I'm supposed to be doing. And that takes a terrible toll on your immune system because, again, your body doesn't know what it's supposed to be doing, and it literally gets messed up. So if you do have trouble falling asleep, certainly the OsteoFX is one of the things that I would recommend to try. There are all different kinds of relaxation techniques. One of the most important things to remember is make sure you turn that television off at least an hour before you try to go to bed. Don't be stimulated by what's going on the TV. That will catch many of us. Read a book. Some spiritual reading just before you go to sleep can be a great help. Those things are things that we need to do so we do get enough sleep and enough rest. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Doc today. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
And we do have lines open if you'd like to get in and talk to Nurse Joanne today. Give us a call on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is Nurse Joanne Conaway sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Welcome back. And Doug, if we could, I'd like to go to callers, please.
Let's do that. Let's head to Dover, Arkansas. And Michael, you're on with Nurse Joanne.
Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show. What can I help you with today?
In 1996, I was diagnosed with Meniere's disease. And in 1998, they did the endolymphatic shunt, and that didn't work, so they did the vestibular nerve section, and before that they tried just, you know, everything they could throw at me as far as medicine-wise. But the vestibular nerve section helped me for, you know, 6 or 7 years, but now I've started having just a host of problems with it again, and they believe that it may be going to my right ear also, so I was wondering what I could do nutritionally to maybe reverse that, or, you know, just even have if there was a chance to have normal ears from that again.
Well, it's interesting because Meniere's disease is a disease that has now been labeled Wallach's vertigo. Dr. Wallach has actually done a lot of research with Meniere's disease. What I'd like to know, first of all, is what are your specific symptoms at this time? Do you have the ringing in the ears? Do you have the dizziness?
Right, the loud ringing, the fluctuating, you know, of hearing loss. The hearing in my left ear is just about gone.
Okay.
The fullness, the pressure in the ear. I stay off balance most of the time. Because of the vestibular nerve section, I don't have the vertigo as bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I am having some, and the doctors believe that it's made some kind of, I guess, residual connection back somehow, maybe, or they're just not sure.
Okay, when we talk about Meniere's disease, what we realize is that it's an osteoporosis of the actual bones in the skull. Now, an osteoporosis, just like an osteoporosis anywhere else in the body, okay? So when we attack that from a nutritional perspective, what we look at, of course, is making sure that you're getting the 90 essential nutrients. And the 90 essential nutrients will give you those vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, and essential amino acids that you need, along with the essential fatty acids that you need as well. In your particular case, what you need to consider is the addition of the OsteoFX. The OsteoFX is the liquid calcium product, and that liquid calcium product is a dynamite product in as much as it gives you 1,200 milligrams of readily bioavailable calcium in every ounce. My recommendation, how much do you weigh, first of all?
Weigh about 210 right now.
Okay. My recommendation would be for you to start out taking 2 to 3 ounces of that a day. And I would split that up. I would take it at least an ounce in the morning and an ounce in the evening. The other thing you need to consider is the glucosamine chondroitin product, the glucagel product. You need to make sure that you're getting at least 6 of those in the morning and 6 of those in the evening. And that is above and beyond what you would get in the basic vitamin mineral supplement and the essential fatty acids. Your essential fatty acids, I would like to see you do at least 9 of those a day. I would like to see you do the essential fatty acid and the EFA plus in combination and just do 5 of one, 4 of the other and get at least 9 of them into you each day. But with the tangy tangerine, for example, which is our vitamin mineral complex, 2 ounces a day of that. The minerals, the Majestic Earth minerals, 2 ounces a day of that. Your OsteoFX, 2 ounces a day. Your glucagel, make sure you're getting 6 capsules morning and night. And those essential fatty acids, you want to get at least 9 of those a day. Can you stay with me until after we go to the break? There's one more thing I'd like you to think about. Okay, stay with us. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
And we do have lines open. If you'd like to get in and talk to Nurse Joanne Conaway today, give us a call at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And I'd like to go right back to Michael, if I could, please. Are you still with me, Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you take any of the Youngevity products at all now?
No, I haven't ever taken them.
Okay. The other thing that I need to stress, then, is I want to make sure that you understand that along with taking these products, one of the first things that we tell people is to make sure that they're doing the best they can by their diet. We ask them to clean up their diets, and by that I mean no preservatives, no sugars, no refined sugars, no fried foods, no burnt animal fats, no caffeine, none of those carbonated beverages. All of those things actually disrupt the digestive system, and if you don't have a healthy digestive system, you're not going to absorb these vitamins and minerals well. The other thing I'd like to see you add to the regimen is a good antioxidant product, and the one I would recommend is the Beyond Juice product. The Beyond Juice product is the equivalent of 23 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables every day without the sugar. And that's going to give you a lot in terms of the antioxidant benefit, which I think your body needs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to hang on, and we'll get you in touch with someone who can help you learn a little bit more about the products.
Okay?
Thank you so much for calling. Okay, Doug, do we have another caller on the line?
We certainly do. Let's head to Marietta, Florida. And Claude, you're on with Nurse Joanne Conaway.
Hi, Claude. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was diagnosed with cardiac myopathy.
Okay.
And put on Coreg as well as some other things. And I just simply want to know what I can do to strengthen my heart.
Okay. Well, when we talk about cardiomyopathy, the first thing that comes to mind is selenium. We know that selenium can be of great benefit with respect to cardiomyopathy. And I have to ask you, do you take any of the Youngevity products at all?
No, ma'am.
Are you familiar with Youngevity? Do you have an associate available?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, what I'm going to tell you is that my recommendation for you is going to be very similar to my recommendation for the last gentleman caller. And the reason I say that is because your body is definitely going to need those 90 essential nutrients, those critical nutrients that we talk about. They're essential because the body does not make them. They're essential because we must consume them in order for our bodies to be able to utilize them every day. Now, when we talk about cardiomyopathy, we talk about the 90 essential nutrients again. I want to make sure that you're getting at least 2 ounces a day of either the tangy tangerine or the classic. I want to make sure that you're getting at least 2 ounces a day of the Majestic Earth Minerals. I want to make sure that you're getting 2 ounces a day of the OsteoFX, which is that calcium product. Certainly the glucosamine chondroitin product, and probably 4 capsules in the morning, 4 capsules in the evening. You want to pay close attention to your essential fatty acid consumption. The EFAs are critically important whenever we're talking about cardiovascular problems. So those essential fatty acids, the ones I would like you to consider are the EFA plus and the EFA, and I'd like you to take at least 9 of those a day and take them in combination. Now, the other thing that's critically important for you is the selenium, as I mentioned. And above what I've just said, I also want you to include the selenium in your regimen. I want you to take 2 capsules of the selenium product that we have. It's the Ultimate Selenium. It's a wonderful product. I want you to take 2 capsules of that Ultimate Selenium 3 times a day. That is going to benefit and help to strengthen the heart. It's certainly going to promote increased vascular and cardiovascular health. And I think also make sure that you're getting one of the products that has all those antioxidants. The Beyond Juice product is one of my favorites. We also have the product called Vitali. Vitali is a liquid product, and that particular product, again, is wonderful in terms of getting you the antioxidants that your body needs. Antioxidants are very important whenever we're talking about cardiovascular situations, so make sure that you include that Vitali or the Beyond Juice product as well. And go ahead, unless you have another question, Claude,
That's helpful, thank you.
Okay, go ahead and stay with us, and we'll get you in touch with someone who can help you with those products.
Thank you.
Okay, Claude, thank you so much for the call. Cardiomyopathy, one of those things that Dr. Wallach talks about a lot. selenium and selenium deficiency tend to make one very susceptible and very prone to that cardiomyopathy situation. Okay, Doug, do we have any other callers?
Yes, we certainly do. Let's head to Maryland. And Brian, you're on with Nurse Conaway.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Well, I was diagnosed with MS in 2001.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you had any suggestions nutritionally.
Okay. Well, I certainly do. I'd like to talk to you a little bit first before I make my suggestions, if I could.
Okay.
How advanced is your MS right now?
Well, I'm having vision problems. I can't see that well. I'm having problems walking.
Okay.
My right leg drags. I have balance problems and severe depression.
Okay. And this has just gotten progressively worse since 2001?
Yes. It was relapsing remitting for a while. I did have a bout of optic neuritis a couple of times. That was the first symptom.
Okay.
And it's just progressively gotten worse over the last 6 to 8 months.
Okay. Now, when it was remitting, were you doing anything special at that time?
No.
Okay. Okay. How old are you?
48.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
That's another thing. I did weigh. I'm 6 foot or 5'12" or 5'11" now. I did weigh 185, but now I'm down 150.
Okay. So weight loss is going along with this as well.
Over the time frame, but not like over a week or so.
Okay. Well, I am of the opinion that much of what happens when we start talking about MS or autoimmune diseases like MS is that our gastrointestinal systems are not functioning at an optimal level. And by that I mean, in the gastrointestinal system, particularly the small intestine, we have healthy bacteria and we have unhealthy bacteria. And what we're finding is that, for whatever reason, if the unhealthy bacteria has become prolific, if you will, and begins to overgrow, it starts to cause problems systemically. And many of those problems are autoimmune problems, and there is a lot of information out there now that is actually linking multiple sclerosis symptoms and the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis to a poorly functioning gastrointestinal system. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have. In the immune system, mostly in the intestines?
Well, when I talk about the gastrointestinal system, I talk about it as the largest immune organ in the body. I am of the opinion that when we were created, we were designed with a gastrointestinal system that was to take care of us and do everything for us. Grow hair, grow bones, repair muscle, keep us from getting infection. And what is happening is, because of poor diets, because of too much sugar, because of too many soft drinks, because of too many antibiotics, there are a lot of things that come into play here. Because of the environment, what we're exposed to in our environment, much of those things, many of those things, and much of what we are exposed to actually kills off that healthy bacteria. And when we have a killing off of the healthy bacteria and an overgrowth of the unhealthy bacteria, our immune system suffers significantly, and we oftentimes become susceptible to many of these conditions. Now, I would like to see you start on a program, of course, that includes the 90 essential nutrients, because I believe all of us need the 90 essential nutrients in order to maintain a healthy immune system. But above and beyond that, we need to add a few things to that. Those things are things that I will talk about specifically as they relate to the gastrointestinal system and what I think that you can do to help increase your immunity and make your gastrointestinal system healthier. So stay with us till we come back from the break. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique. It's different than any other product. It's called The Tally. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. The Tally is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great tasting Vitali, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio. Radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie Radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show, and this is your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. I'd like to go right back to Brian. Are you still with me, Brian?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I said that I wanted you to think about those 90 essential nutrients, and it's going to be pretty much the same program that I've been discussing for the other two gentlemen that were on. But the other very important thing for you is making sure that you improve your gastrointestinal system. There are three things I want you to consider. I want you to take the digestive enzymes, the ultimate digestive enzymes, two before each of your largest meals. I want you to start taking the Ultimate Flora FX. The Flora FX has that healthy bacteria, that bifidobacterium bacteria, and the lactobacillus acidophilus bacteria, which will help to improve the function of the small intestine. I want you to start out taking 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening for the first 4 to 5 days. After that, I want you to do 4 in the morning and 4 in the evening for another 4 to 5 days. And then, as a matter of course, do 2 and 2. The other really important thing for you is the Cleanse FX. The Cleanse FX product is a colon cleanse product. It's a very gentle cleanse, and it will help to clean out the colon. We also know that a lot of problems can stem from an unhealthy colon. So I want you to stay on the line. Hold on. Someone will help you to get those products that you need, but make sure that you're taking what we call the digestive trio. Those enzymes, that Ultimate Flora product, and the Cleanse FX in conjunction with that pig pack, those 90 essential nutrients, and make sure you're taking a good antioxidant as well. Do you have any other questions?
I think he's on hold.
All right. Okay. Now, do we have one other caller, Doug?
Yeah, we certainly do. Let's head to Dothan, Alabama, and Gifford. You're on with Nurse Conaway.
Hi, Gifford. Welcome.
Hello. Yes, I have a question about the food code called Codex Alimentarius. That, the way I understand it, is may limit the opportunity to obtain supplements.
Well, there are a lot of people trying to stand in the way of that, Gifford. A lot of people are standing in the way of it because, as we know, when we're trying to take supplements and when we're trying to do our bodies the best job we can, what we're finding is that oftentimes we are creating improved health. And what's happening is the pharmaceutical companies, the Food and Drug Administration, doctors, they don't want us to be better. They don't want us to be healthier. They don't want us to have stronger immune systems, because if that happens, we won't be selling drugs. They won't be selling drugs. If that happens, doctors won't be practicing medicine and taking care of us. So what we need to do is we need to make sure that we are getting in touch with those people that can make a difference. We need to make sure that we're getting in touch with those senators and congressmen that can actually make a difference with respect to some of these things, and let it be known that we want to have freedom of choice. We want to be able to use supplemental vitamins, supplemental nutrition, supplemental whole food, if that's what we choose to do, and not have it be limited. Some of the things that they're trying to do, scary enough, is they're trying to accumulate data which will actually discount so much of what Dr. Wallach teaches and so much of what we've learned and what we know to be beneficial and to be helpful. So what we can do, the things that we can do, is make sure that we get in touch with those people that can help us so that we can be heard, so that our voice can be heard and recognized as someone and a group of people, and certainly more than just a few people, who say, enough is enough, let us take care of ourselves. One of the important things to remember is that we are the ones that are responsible for what happens with our bodies. We are the ones that should be taking great steps to make sure that we are as healthy as we can be. And if what we know is that good nutritional supplementation is going to provide that for us, we need to keep fighting that fight. So I hope that helps you a little bit, Gifford, but I'd be getting in touch with my senator and my congressman, and I'd be making sure that they understand that I don't want someone else dictating to me whether or not I can use supplemental nutrition. You've been listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show with your guest host, Nurse Joanne Conaway, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Thank you so much, guys in the background, doing all that great work for me. I appreciate your help. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops that continue working so hard. And God bless America. Thanks so much for listening. So long for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.